Yeah, what's up? What's up? This is DJ Waheed.
Man, I am DJ FX.
Man, I'm definitely doing a special edition of Party Life and Music Radio today. First, I want to give a shout out to Spine. But FX, we could cut that music off for a brief moment, man. And the reason why we're taking time to do this, man, I mean, in the hip hop community, man, and especially in South Central California, South Central LA, man, we lost a king, man. We lost a young king. We lost an icon. We lost a revolutionary. We lost a businessman. We lost someone who was, in the truest sense, a real G, just giving back from his heart. And we're talking about the man Nipsey Hussle.
That's right.
Who was gunned down Sunday afternoon on March 31st by Eric Holder.
Yep, 29-year-old Eric Holder. He's in custody.
Yeah, he's in custody, man. But, you know, I don't have a lot of good things to say, man. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into your mix first, FX. And we're going to come back after the break. We're going to talk about this some more. And then we're going to close it out with a tribute mix I did for Nipsey Hussle. Let's go.
Let's get it.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio. You are now listening to DC's own DJ FX of the Spitter Circle.
Loco, and these clears don't have feeling sporty. Low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles. I found life was much more suitable. The song's the brother that makes black so beautiful. I ain't slipping her down with a head trip. I'm talking to all the bloods and all the crips. Throw down your rag and get on the right track, man. It's time to fight good night and be a black man. Tone locus on a positive change. Cause remember, we all in the same game.
Being a pimp that we are. We're here to speak of a situation that is going too far. Here at home in the ghettos of L.A. Where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day. Cause we used to come from the streets before we made beef. But fools just lay and pray on the weak. It don't depend on the color of a rag. Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you have. Cause violence can only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs that bang most times. It's a political thing. Yeah, a couple of spots are getting popped. And if the government wants to fix it, they can all get stopped. But they don't. Because they want it like that. Because the system is set up to hold us back. Yeah, a brother law means that we can do whatever. So why don't we stick together?
Ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like an insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain. I got an idea, give me a minute. And if it makes sense, then get with it. What if we could take our enemies, feed them poison? Undereducate the girls and boys and split them up, make them fight one another. Better yet, make them kill for a color. All my brothers need to know one thing. No matter what you think, we're all in the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Stop the fight.
Make the change.
Yo, we're not here to free.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Place hate makes disgrace to races. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or concealed a fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope gang. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you.
Yeah.
You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheeky today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. Just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. But still, I see no changes. Can't
right here is a guy who looks like Snoop Dogg.
Damn.
But he ain't Snoop Dogg. Well, you do look.
I get that all the time.
What's your name, man? You new and upcoming, but you're at this summit. What's your name? Where you from?
My name Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A., Slauson and Crenshaw area, you know.
Okay, well, Nipsey Hussle, that's named after Nipsey Russell, the comedian.
Correct, yes, yes.
So talk a little bit about yourself, man. What brings you up here, up and coming, and, you know, how come you're not blinging and having all kind of crazy diamonds and all that? I guess you're here to get your money right, huh?
All the time. I mean, you know, all that is cool for the image and all that, but all them is liabilities. You feel me? I'd rather invest in some real estate. You know what I'm saying?
Something can you repeat that again, man? You're up and coming artist. What did you say you want
to
do?
I said invest in some assets as opposed to trick off my money on some liabilities like diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Cars that lose value, so you drive them off the lot.
So you're trying to get land.
Exactly, homie. A real asset. Take care of my peoples, because, you know, it look good, but at the end of the day, you losing value, homie. It ain't appreciating, it's depreciating. It's losing value.
What do you think? Why do you think it's so hard for people to get that message? You know, I mean, one half, you get guys that say they got to impress the females. Female ain't trying to talk to you unless you blinged out. On the other hand, you got other people feel like they got to show off to the homies and impress them with their riches. I mean, what do you think is the, how do we get that out of that mindset?
Man, I feel like that's insecurity. Material things ain't nothing, you feel me? At the end of the day, it's who you is, you know? You wasn't born with it, you're going to die without it. So if you feel you need some diamonds or some jewelry to get out of female, it's because you feel you lack something within yourself, you know what I mean? So all that, as far as that angle, it's like I feel that's insecurity.
L.A. right now has been experiencing a lot of black and brown stuff, you know, a little violence going on there. What would you say to that? And somebody in your neighborhood coming from where you at, what message do you give so people can maybe see things in a different light?
I mean, I feel like, you know, we got a common enemy, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel we got time to be beefing, you know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. That's divide and conquer, you know what I'm saying? That's Willie Lynch, you know what I mean? We got a common enemy in these capitalists that's taking control of our assets and colonizing what we're doing as far as rap music, as far as our continent we came from, our culture and all that. Like, we got a common enemy, so we ain't got time to have issues amongst ourselves, same as well as a black on black.
Have you been back to Africa? You know, I know next in January they're going to have a big World Social Forum in Kenya. You might go out to that, and what's the scene like over there on the hip-hop team?
Man, they loving it, homie. That really opened my eyes to how global and worldwide hip-hop has become. You feel me? I went to East Africa, where my people is from, like 2 years ago.
A lot of people don't know, man, in East Africa and Somalia and all those places, they have the war poets out there. All that rap stuff that we do today came from that area. Am I right? Am I lying?
No, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? It comes from struggle. People got to express their struggle. When you ain't got no other means of you know, liberating yourself is through spoken word and expression. You feel me? So it's relative out there as well. You know what I mean? They relate to our struggle. You feel me?
Okay. Well, there you go.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
Yeah, man. Thank you for the music, man. And for, you know, for those who, if you have not remembered, today also would have been Marvin Gaye's 80th birthday.
That's right.
So we definitely have to pay tribute to that icon who is with us here in spirit, man. And what you just heard, the last portion of that mix, it was one of the first interviews of Nipsey Hussle, man. Visionary.
Yeah, he, wow.
I can go on, man. I mean,
we talking about somebody who was, I mean, wise, truly wise beyond his years. I mean, we talking about somebody who, he had vision.
Mm-hmm.
He had vision, and he had a plan for that vision.
Yes.
Because we talk to a lot of youngsters, and we talk to a lot of up-and-coming artists, you know, even those that been in the game for years.
Right.
And a lot of them talk it. A lot of them have that potential.
Right.
But he was truly one where when he spoke about it, he did it. It wasn't, no, I'm just saying this to sound good. I'm saying this to make, you know, to make whatever statement I'm trying to make, or like you said, get a lot of likes on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It wasn't about that. He was like, I'm going to do this. I need to do this for my people. I need to do this for my community. I'm going to do what I can to help these people, my people, and come together as one.
And today, you know, right. And today he was going to meet with the LAPD.
Yeah.
And, you know, to talk about ways to end gang violence today. And I say it again, South Central, man, y'all are in our prayers, man, for real.
Definitely. I mean,
my heart goes out to y'all.
Yeah. I mean, I can honestly say I didn't really realize the true impact he had, unfortunately, until he passed. And I'm mad and frustrated in myself that, and I know it's not just me, is we need to speak more about our people that are with us.
Yeah.
And let them know that, you know, hey, you're you know, just pat them on the back, say, hey, you know what, you doing an outstanding job.
Right. And
you doing your thing.
And also just, you know, say, well, look, what can I do to help you?
There you go.
You know, because sometimes it's not always about, well, I'm going to give you $1,000 or money. You know, it's about, look, do you need me to promote it? Do you need to spread the word of what you're doing? Because I remember about a month and a half ago, there was an interview of him that I posted on my page, my Facebook page, about what he was doing with on that block.
Yeah.
How he bought the block, how he built out, how he's going to, you know, there was the interview. I don't remember how, I think it was like maybe a year old, but I posted about a month and a half ago. And at the time, they were gutting out that space for the clothing store.
Yeah.
You know, so this was before it was built, man. And to be taken, you know, and to be taken out by some bum ass, dusty ass hater.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna. It's just fucked up when you got a grown ass man. You over 18. You're a grown ass man, all in your feelings because you were told, you were asked to leave.
It was nope. It's jealousy and hatred and anger.
But at the same time, if you know somebody's a known snitch, you don't want them around. So, you know, from what I heard, the bro was cool about it. So, look, homie, no disrespect, but I don't want you around here.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
I mean, it's a similar situation where, like, Fat Joe said he ain't talking to Tekashi no more because Tekashi out there singing on the witness stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you got somebody like that coming around your hood, your business, and where you are, you are basically being a role model because you have a vision and a dream and a goal. It's almost like it just reminds you, like, if you have a news camera out and somebody wants to jump on your platform, can I get on
with
that immature bullshit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's something where, and I thought about this really recently, like really the last couple of days after all this happened, and really long before that, is maybe we got to get to a point where we may have to teach positivity and teach love. Because one thing I can say, you have those that are out there, and a lot of them, they have this anger, they run around with it, and maybe that's the only thing that they knew.
No, with this dude, I think it was more so of a, I'm seeing this brother getting all this shine.
Yeah.
But damn it, he deserved it. He put the work in it.
Yeah,
you know
did.
What I'm saying?
He put
the work in to do that. It was his vision. Mm-hmm. If you were rocking and supporting with his vision, then everybody involved can eat.
Yeah.
But if you just sitting on the sideline just hating, oh, they ain't doing anything, and thinking it's about you, He lucky LAPD caught him because I cannot speak on what would have happened if somebody out there in the streets would have got to him first.
Either way it goes, he's still a dead man. Either way it goes, he is still a dead man. It's almost like you're committing suicide without committing suicide. You go after somebody who has been revered, who has a lot of fans and touched so many lives.
Getting caught up in his feelings like a bitch,
yeah,
man.
And that's what happens. And that's what happens. And again, it's jealousy, it's anger. And
self-hatred.
Self-hatred. We just got to get out of it, man, because, you know, because even there was a few students, too, where they've lost friends, they've lost family, because I've heard about somebody's aunt dying, I've heard about somebody's grandmother dying.
Right.
I've heard, again, students of mine where a friend of theirs passed, and even recently we've had students that were involved in their shooting, they've committed suicide, and now we're having parents of the children committing suicide. So I'm frustrated and I'm also disappointed and I'm saddened and I'm heartbroken that we are in a society where we have so many things at our disposal, so many things at our disposal where it still does not fill that void that we have in our hearts.
Yeah.
Where we just cannot get over it. Because my thing is this, life is precious. Life is precious. And we need to treat it as such. That's why I say we need not speak any ill will on anybody. Even on my enemies. Even on my enemies, I'm like, look, I hope they do extremely well. My thing is, I don't need you in my life right now. I don't need that. Whatever you're doing, any toxicity that's going on, keep it over there. But I still wish you well. I still love you. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Well, my take is like this too, man. After what that dude did, because matter of fact, I don't even want to mention his name in the studio. You know, when people say black on black, you know, you got another black man who killed another black man.
However, at the same time,
when some black people do some stupid shit like that, I don't want to be associated with that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
You know, when they say, oh, we got to do better. Now, I'm like, don't put me in the mix with that fool. Because when other people commit that type of violence, they don't be like, well, why don't whites and bomb and the kid? They don't do none of that. So I'm like, anybody doing some you know, I'm just really upset. Some fuckboy shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of that.
You know what I mean?
I give respect where respect is due.
I'm with you. Bottom line. I'm with you. It's one of those things where, again, it's... When it comes to stuff like that, is again, we have to separate ourselves and we got to understand, well, number one, where it's coming from. Number two, why is it happening? And number three, where do we go or what do we do to solve this? Because this is an ongoing thing. And just like what Tupac said in his song, he sees no changes, y'all. He sees no changes. He said this back in the 90s, man. When are we going to get it together and figure this thing out? And we talking about something that's been going on for years up until 2019.
And it's still going on
because it's still going on.
You see, the thing with his death and the way he got executed, well, murdered.
Yeah.
He reminded me of El Hajj El Malik Shabazz.
See?
Better known as Malcolm X.
Yeah.
That's, you know... I'm not saying for the same reasons, but in principle, that's what he reminded me of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... you know, to visit his family over in the continent and to come back. And, you know, he always had a broader view.
Yeah.
Because as we heard in the first interview, he always had a broader view of how hip-hop can help and connect people.
Yeah.
So to take all that energy and to make, you know, to make the money he did in terms of incredible business acumen.
Right.
I mean, he was able to say, I need to take this and reinvest in my hood.
And there you go.
I'll give a shout out to my cousin Raw Blue because he was actually with Nipsey Hussle when he was selling his mixtapes for $100 a pop. He was actually with him. Took a photo of it. So, you know, he was actually with him in L.A.
Right.
A few years ago, man. And I don't know what else to say, man, but I'll be honest, man. I was talking to Spontaneous about it, man, and I got off the phone and I literally broke down because even though I never met the brother, it hit me that hard because I think about what he was doing could be a role model in inner cities everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And even, I'll be honest with you, even when the mix that you just heard, that was maybe one of the first times where I ever got emotional over a mix. Like, I've never been emotional over mix where I just felt like this wave where it's like I just had this immense sadness. You know, I mean, I've done thousands of mixes, but this was actually one where I was like, wow, like it hit me hard. Like it really hit me hard where I'm just like, oh, my God, like I'm just going to ball out right here. Or right over my mixer, you know. It's,
well, I mean, it's just the thing, man. It's just the thing. This is not going to be the last time that we're going to do, you know, music tribute to that brother.
Of course,
you know, to people like him.
Of course,
definitely to people like Pac as well, because Pac was definitely one of his biggest influences,
man. Definitely.
And you know, so when you got that, you know, riding in your spirit. You got a whole community behind you, and then the fact that you wanted, just like he did, wanted to bring the Bloods and the Crips together. I mean, man, it's you still got some people out there who's like, man, I ain't messing with them. Okay, but then you got someone saying, no, you know what? Let's make a change. I done made a mess of the community. Let me go back and try to fix it and teach the younger ones so they don't have to do what I did.
Right.
Right. You know, so mm-hmm. I definitely want to, you know, give a shout out to them. So definitely, I'll just say this, you know, we got to have another PLM roundtable. So I know, you know, Spontaneous.
She's working on it.
Yeah, you got to, you know.
She's working on it. Because again, this mm-hmm. and I've said this before, like this is a discussion that I know is going to be ongoing. You know, our PLM roundtables, that will never end. Because I know that with the issues that we have, they're going to be ongoing, and it's got to be something where, again, we must come up with some viable solutions for people. Because I know what it is. We have a lot of people that are hurting.
Right.
We have a lot of people that are hurting, and we need to find a way to heal these people, man. Because again, one thing I've noticed, and I'm pretty sure you've heard this phrase many times, and I've said it many times. Where it's like you have misery loves company,
yeah,
and that's an old age saying right there, where misery loves company, and we just need to get to the point where again we need to heal these people again. We just have more and more people hurting,
right? I mean,
more and more people.
And the thing is, you know, this happened in Baltimore about a year or two ago. I'm probably going to say a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
when Lord Scooter, he did that mm-hmm. song called Bird Flu.
Yeah,
and he got shot. Murdered in East Baltimore in his car.
Yep,
young artist up on the rise, mm-hmm. you know, wanted to do some positive things for the community.
Yep.
But before he even get to a higher plateau, he was gunned down.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened to that young artist out here in D.C. many, many years ago. Yeah. He did that video.
Yep.
And, you know, it was unfortunate he went back to his hood just like to celebrate and said, look, we're going to do it here. We're all coming up. And he got murdered
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, unfortunately, it is not immune to just, you know, one locale. It's like wherever it is in the city, whatever, you got somebody positive wanting to do something with the music to reach people and to do things, you know, like Nipsey did, man, then there's going to be somebody on the side that's just going to be hating. And again, I ain't mentioned that other dude's name, man, but yo, you know,
well, the ones that are looking for
FX, you know, you said it best, because, you know, you don't wish, you know, death on enemies and all that. And I overstand that and I get that.
Yeah.
But man, karma is going to be a bitch, and I'm going to just leave it right there.
Yeah. So that's why my thing is, my prayers go to him.
Laura London.
Yeah. Yes. And definitely. Oh, yes. Definitely to Ms. Laura London, because I know she is definitely hit the hardest by this. I know.
And the children.
She is. Yes, definitely the children. So I know they are hit hard by this. So my prayers definitely go out. They're definitely going to go out to the family and the relatives, and definitely all the fans and everybody that are truly affected.
And South Central.
Definitely South Central. Yeah, they definitely lost a son, man.
I watched the clip where the Hatwell was doing the vigil, and things are already escalated. The block is hot.
Yeah.
And people, tensions are up. And
they're
you can't contain that, man.
Yeah.
And again, my heart goes out to them, man. So what I'm going to do here to close off this broadcast, man, I did a mini tribute mix. We're just going to close out the show with that, man. And Nipsey Hussle, man.
He's going to be missed.
You're here with all of us in spirit, man. And I pray that the city of South Central will be healed, or at least get to the process to heal him and continue his legacy. So that's all I got to say about that, man.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. Like you said, R.M.P. to Nipsey Hussle. Again, prayers go out to all the family and relatives, man. Definitely lost a great one. Definitely lost a great one. All right, let's get into it.
Or tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my nigga Red Paul was on the way to the studio. The Cubs had that on, that Wiz and Currency mixtape. Yeah, yeah. Me and my nigga Red Paul was on the way to the studio. Cubs had that on, that Wiz and Currency mixtape, and the tape deck, the city changing. And I heard this beat, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, you know, only thought it's right for my 58,000 league. Shit, here we go. Like this.
7 days a week. 7 days a week. 7 days a week. 7 days a week. 7 different free
streets, but I got tired of fucking hoes, so I just smoke and count my cheeks. Watching Godfather, leather couches, flat screens. I say I'm on this marathon. She asked me, what does that mean? Ain't no puffin' pass, please. Roll your own, I do the same. Girl, get on that Marlon Brando and stop trying to pick my brain. Your boyfriend is a lame, that's why you not used to this game. And if you looking for me, I'll be first class on the plane. X-nay, my landing gear is on. Need no runway, my final destination is a cloud. Since the one way, fucking with them streets. Ain't no stranger to this gunplay, but now I eat these beats and I'll never take a lunch break. Back to back, switch the sweets. Never grown no sober shit. Post-traumatic stress, I feel like that's what I'm coping with. So I smoke the best. Impossible not to notice this. 30,000 feet up across the Atlantic Ocean with a pack of swishers. In the box, I ain't even open yet. I'm trying to live my life so when it's over, I got no regrets.
I can't even money, but now that I got it. I hate on a nigga, but they just did starving. She throw me that pussy, but I never caught it. You asking me why, yo, it got too much mileage. Ooh, you looking at a one-on-one. Ooh, I show you how this shit is done. Ooh, my chain look like it weigh a ton. Ooh, just look at what I become.
I make a grip. Walk inside the shit and then I take my pick. I take a shit. And all you fake niggas, when I drop my shit, I run my shit. I own my shit. I'm on my shit. I'm on some shit. Some owner shit. Some owner shit. I pay my rent. I pay my team. They make me rich. I make them rich. Ain't that some shit? Now watch this look. More cash. More money. More fame. I'm the realest nigga in this fucking game. I came up. Off the corner. All grind. Make these cracker niggas respect my mind. I run my shit. I own my shit. I'm on my shit. I'm on some shit. Some owner shit. Range Rover shit. I came to slice bread off the loaf of shit. And get you niggas off that feet up on the sofa shit.
I can't even money, but now that I got it. I hate on a nigga, but they just did stop it. She throw me that pussy, but I never caught it. You asking me why, yo, it got too much mileage. Ooh, you looking at a one-on-one. Ooh, I show you how this shit is done.
Why the fuck not, nigga?
Ooh,
I'm in this shit, why not go hard? Don't make sense not to. Look, I be hopping off stages, drinking champagne with a flock of bad bitches and some niggas I was raised with. I rarely step the topic of their conversation. Bunch of miserable ass broke niggas jealous cause we hopping off stages, drinking champagne with a flock of bad bitches and some niggas I was raised with. Hopping off stages, drinking champagne with me. Hopping off stages, hopping off stages, hopping off, be hopping, be hopping, be hopping, be hopping off. They hopping off stages, drinking champagne with a flock of bad bitches and some niggas I was raised with. I rarely step the topic of their conversation. Bunch of miserable ass broke niggas jealous cause we made it. Young, rich, and famous, plus I'm handsome and I'm faded. I'm just climbing up this ladder that my swagger is created in. My intelligence has got them so intimidated. Really thought that I would listen to that bullshit you was saying, bro. Solo in my two-door with my top off. If the tag ain't marathon, that Crenshaw crew that gets a knockoff and we started. He pinned us, no label ain't gonna stop us. I'm in Roth and off of Sloss and I made all my partners profit. Look, I'm tatted from my face to my foot, so my body read like a good book. And honestly, that fire weed keep my mind cooked. Taking trips type of shit usually keep a dime hooked. Pussy super, pussy super, pussy super.
You know, some things just got to be said. Marathon Music. Look, you don't got a clue, but what you wanna do? I'm busy getting rich, you think that I'm gonna stop for you? I built this on my own and everybody know it's true. Still niggas act like they supposed to have control of what I do. But look, they don't got a clue of what I've been through. Nigga ain't had no trust funds or eat off no silver spoons. Nigga ain't had no peace inside my house until I moved. And I the damn sure can't recall having no exit route in you. But really, I don't got a clue of what you even do. So what good is a dream if you can't make your shit come true? What good is a team when everyone depends on you? Hope opportunity don't knock with opportunists in your room. Cause then what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Cause if you sharing your success and not your struggle, you's a fool. Then you start to look like fool. The game don't even chew. Eat you up and shit you out. And then them critics say you through. But look, they don't got a clue what you was trying to do.
keeping it 100 when 100 don't keep it true, but I'm gonna tell you what to do. Here is what you do, say fuck the middle man, get on your marathon and get your loot. I hustle cause I have to, not because it's cool, and over time became accustomed to the bullshit niggas do. Now I'm numb and it's cool, had to bounce back and regroup. Hope you don't expect shit from me cause I don't want shit from you. Look, relate to you, I can't if you's a fake nigga. With level 4 in the state, what your mistakes get you? Rap niggas, they just wanna double date with you. Twit pick and show these hoes that they affiliate with you. Labels used to treating rappers like a slave, nigga. Starving artists, just be happy with your fame, nigga. Shit changed, now it's such a different game. All the niggas like myself is controlling everything. If you pay attention, see exactly what I mean. Fuck the middleman. I said that in 2003. Was 18, white Lincoln, chrome feet. Black 40 was my pillow every night I go to sleep. Grown niggas treat me like they OG. Holding on to every word that the tiny loke speaks. I had a vision that nobody else could see. Sold my shit to D-Mac, a little less than 10 G's. Brought my grocery bag of cash straight to Black Sam. He matched the nigga. Next day we went to Sam Ash. He bought a Pro Tools and a microphone. Studio was far from plush, but them lights was on. Couple hundred thousand stashed at my mama's home. Real estate in Atlanta, but ain't nobody know. Mac 11's in the safe, hidden in the flow. My bro did it like nobody that I've ever known. Screens on every wall with 16 camera angles. Double pane, bulletproof glass, pushing past the haters. Cuban links and Rolexes, photo check from Epic. This industry ain't gotta like us, but they gon' respect it. Built the label up from money we were saving up. No details to the statute of limitations up. Couple niggas got flipped trying to play with us. The demonstrations speak loud, so I ain't saying much. Was a charismatic nigga, I don't play as much. Cause life is real when you live it in a place like us. School pictures cracking smiles, now my face is stuck. Shell shocked to see how much they really hated us. Couldn't keep a kind heart, get your hatred up. Street smarts, nigga, get your information up. Watching belly smoking blunts take Jamaican puffs. One day I'ma have a house and car like Jamaican cuz. Credits roll back to stress pound breaking up. Had to fight before we hustled, and it made us tough. Early 90s, neighbors rooster used to wake us up. Mama had a bucket and a shack, but we ain't make a fuss. Blue Cutlass, no license, 380 tucks. 96 Caprice, both the fast was saving up. They getting packed out if niggas try to fade with us. Crenshaw, Sloss, and True Stories. Oh, play the drums. Trust a pale face. Let's talk banging. I can tell you about a failed race. Real shit. Real shit. I know what my real niggas feel is. Nighttime. Lokes on. Fucking young bitches while they folks on. Real big. Real big. I know one day I would do it. Real big. Real shit. Real shit. I know what my real niggas feel is.
Nighttime, low songs, and even see the stars, but we still wish. Real shit, real shit. Who would ever thought that we would build it?
And I'm actually going to get right into it. I mean, really want to know how. You know, how can I blaze my own path? How can I be successful? How can I follow the path that someone else has laid for me to be successful? Me to be successful.
I'm sitting on deuces while the blunt burn. Still raping rap music because I want more. All money in, it's just us four. It's just Cobby, it's just Harvey, it's just Rempo. It's just Adam, it's just Black Salmon, both the fast. Where your 600 bands, where your Rovers at? Where your Cuban links, nigga, where your rollies at? Where your big bitch bad nigga posters at? I'm sitting on deuces while the blunt burn. Still raping rap music cause I want more. All money in, it's just us four. It's just Cobby, it's just Harvey, it's just Rempo. It's just Adam, it's just Black Salmon, both the fast. Where your 600 bands, where your Rovers at? Where your Cuban links, nigga, where your rollies at? Where your big booty bad bitches stay with posters at? Where you hustle, where you run from the police at? Where you ever represented hope, where the hopeless at? Where you had to take an oath before you sold the sack? Dealt with all the pressure, played it like you never noticed that. Amongst it all, put yourself on the map. Turn into a booming operation, where your focus at? Where your 600 bins, where your Rovers at? Where your Cuban link, nigga, where your rollie at? Your rollie at? I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a swish in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killer. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, nigga. But you know how it go, nigga. I'm front line every time it's on, nigga. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through to Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. And dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruising, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse them. This ain't that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend. South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the Texas. Guesses, evidence of a divine presence. Blessings, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretched it, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me. Ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresser. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD folk. It's your life, you can play with it. You make your bed, you gon' lay in it. Do your thing, just be safe with it. Triple bunks in the state prison. Blue laces in my blue chucks. I ain't never gave two fucks. BT, I chunked the hood up. Asking if that nigga Nip hood, what? Like I wouldn't take it to the back with you. Same nigga walk the track with you. Same nigga shot a strap with you. Same nigga bought a sack with you.
19 touching two birds. Alpinas off a few swerves. Gray leather in my white Lincoln. Shit smelling like a new purse. Two C's on my bitch shit. My money rising like Bisquick. Six words help you get this. Rich rapper on some Crip shit. I pray for blessings as a young nigga. Not to learn the hard lessons of a drug dealer. Triple life with a gang enhancement. The judge triple white and he hates your blackness. He slammed the gavel with a racist passion. Got you waiting on the pills but your patience passing. And all you got to offer is a fight. It's too late to run to Christ once you caught up in his life, love.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
Watch, I won't stop, hood nigga out the hood getting guap, I can't stop, I can't stop. It's no tick on my Rolex watch. Money in the power. Pow, 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 pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You.
$1 billion.